That's great.
All right, Mike. Second place and a fifth place. Two top fives most likely have propelled you into the point lead.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it was a little rough out there in the second one. I just locked them up and flat spot of the tires pretty good. It was shaking pretty good after that. I had to tow a little bit, but overall it was a great night. I thank my guys for all the hard work and thank Denise for giving me a great car and my wife for putting up with this.
First one, are you? If you weren't going for a championship, would have you raced Anthony any harder? Or did he have a better car than you tonight?
We're pretty close to equal, so I mean, probably, I don't know what I could have did different, you know, but I didn't want to wreck my teammates, so I had to make sure I had a good run, and he was hooked up pretty good, so we just really never got that run at him.
And the second one you mentioned earlier, how close were you in that first lap incident?
Oh, real close, right? I was right behind Jason. I just locked him up. He locked him up. I think he got into somebody. He stopped quick. Luckily, I stopped, but the car was just flat by the tires really bad, and it was shaking real bad. So,
yeah, was the car not as good as the first race?
No, not even close.
All right, Mike. Next week, what's your prediction for the pole? Your teammate, the winner of the race, said it's going to be you. What do you think the time's going to be?
That all depends on the weather. I mean, if it's hot, you'd be lucky you can turn an 8. If it's cool out, you might be able to get a 6, maybe. You know, I think the Brownie did, I think, a 5 last year, so I think we should be able to do a 6 this year if it's cool.
Do you think you're going to have top time?
I hope so.
And I think I'm going to be inverting, what, 6 of them?
That's what I understand, yes.